Pedder's new world-first vehicle weight matrix software. Know your weight at pedders.com.au.
If you're having list problems, I feel bad for you, son.
I got 99 problems,
but trade news ain't one.
Hit me.
It's Jay-Z's trade news on Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
Still not sure about that opener, but we'll roll with it. Our great producer, Ryan Warren. It's okay.
Oh, I like it, Joey. It's Jay Clark and Lee Montagna, of course. Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Let's get stuck into the trade talk, Joey, because I love the poker face, the poker, the sort of the brinkmanship, the posturing that happens at this time of year. What's he worth? That's too much, you know, blah, blah, blah. There are some absolutely massive names at the center of all this, and it all finishes on Wednesday night. You'll be able to catch
Prime
it on.
Time.
Yeah, catch it on Fox, Joe. And I want to ask you about Jesse Hogan. In fact, let me give you the lay of the land at the moment. Melbourne has been adamant that it would only accept pick 5 and pick 23 at worst for Jesse Hogan, right? So they want two really decent picks. With pick 5, they turn that into Steve May. Fremantle have called their bluff in the most upfront form, said, no way, he's only worth one first-round pick. They try to give pick 11 and pick 20 and a future second-round pick, which is knocked on its head. So we're in this really awkward place at the moment where Jesse Hogan is facing the prospect of turning around and coming back and playing at Melbourne next year, possibly even in the back line, if you can believe that. Tell me, Joey, what is Jesse Hogan worth to you?
Well, it's in the eye of the beholder, to be honest. It depends on it's what you value him to be at, and everyone's got an individual view. It's like buying a house. What do you value at it? What are you prepared to pay? Fremantle have played their hand. They are not prepared to pay two first-round draft picks. They don't think he's worth it. So I think it's okay for Fremantle to say, this is what we're prepared to pay, and if we don't get it, we'll walk away. It's just like buying a house, Jay. You've got your limit. You've got $1 million to spend. If it goes over, you say, well, sorry, we walk away. Oh, look, I understand Fremantle that we're talking about. They need a key forward, and they've been chasing one for a while. They do, but I don't think they necessarily need Jesse Hogan for next season. They're not going to win a premiership next year.
Who's got to kick their snags, Joe?
Well, they might get Rory Lobb, is what they still will intend to get. They've got young Brennan Cox. But what I'm saying is Fremantle can hold firm, stay strong, maybe keep that bluff, and say, well, we'll just have a crack at Jesse Hogan the following year and get him for cheaper. So, look, and I don't mind it from Fremantle. And you talk about pick 5, Mel. To be honest, at the moment, Fremantle don't have pick 5. They haven't traded Lachie Neale. And if you read between the lines, they're also saying, they might hold firm and say, we're prepared to keep Lachie Neale. So Melbourne want pick 5. Fremantle don't even have pick 5. Their only pick at the moment is pick 11. So really, that's all Fremantle can offer. So I'm not sure why Melbourne, if they think Jesse Hogan is worth two first-round draft picks, why they're so happy to let him go. That's where I'm interested in.
So there's more to the Jesse Hogan story.
There's got to be a little bit more to it. And I've heard Fremantle say a couple of times they've done their due diligence on Jesse Hogan, and that's all they're prepared to give up is pick 11 and a future second-round pick, because sometimes you've got to take everything in consideration as a footballer. Yes, he's a talented young superstar key forward, but there's a price cut-off point for every player in the competition. And that's all Fremantle are prepared to pay. I think it's up to Melbourne to come to the party, to maybe just relax what they want a little bit if they want to end up getting...
You're saying Melbourne should blink?
I think so. I think Melbourne are more desperate to get
him
Stephen
out.
May... Or get, not to necessarily get him out, but to get maybe Stephen May in.
Yep.
Fremantle, I think, can be a little bit more patient because they're not in the window just yet. They can go to the draft and get some more talented kids in this draft that's meant to be one of the best drafts in a long time, and then have a crack at Hogan next year. Or maybe go and get someone else. Johnny Patton, we hear, might be on the market. So it's really interesting. It's who's holding their nerve, who's going to fold first. I really like these games, and it's going to go right down to the wire Wednesday night.
Can Lachie Neale, Steve May, and Jesse Hogan all go back to their original clubs with their tails between their legs, having sort of trade? If it gets denied, can they still play excellent footy at their clubs next season?
Yes, they can, and I think they should. They are professional footballers. Yes, ideally, their preference is to get to their club of choice. That's okay. You're allowed to have that preference, but it doesn't always work out as you want. And I think as a professional athlete these days, you should still be able to play at the club if it doesn't work out.
Suck it up.
Bryce Gibbs did it. Bryce Gibbs wanted to go to Adelaide 12 months earlier, He had a terrific season at Carlton. If you're a professional athlete and you've got pride in your football, you still knuckle down and play well for that football club. I think, too, clubs should actually hold a bit firm on these players wanting to break out of a contract. Understandable, they can ask. You've got every right as a player to ask to go to another club. But if you're contracted, you have to know in the back of your mind, I might have to stay. It's the same as Tim Kelly. He wants to get to the West Coast Eagles, But he understands I'm contracted. If I stay at Geelong, I'll still knuckle down. I'll still try my best for Geelong, and then I'll ask to go again next year. So I think these players and clubs have just got to continue to mature in this regard, and they can't always get what they want, the footballers.
What about the bombshell at the Hawks over the past 48 hours, Joey? They've been up for such a long period of time, and now we know that they're into Chad Wingard and Tom Scully. Now, the scenario is here, unbelievably, that the Hawks pick up Tom Scully, one of the best gut runners in the game.
He's hardly underrated.
Hardly goes to the bench. Yep, goes to the bench for pick 53, and to get Wingard, they give Ryan Burton and pick number 15. Is that good darts from the Hawthorn Footy Club?
Oh, I like Hawthorn's play to get Wingard and Scully. We know that they're a team that's decided, for strategy reasons, we're not going to necessarily go to the draft and get the best kids. We're going to use those draft picks to get mature players that we know are guns.
But Burton?
Burton's a risky one. I think Burton's a talented footballer. And Hawthorn don't have a plethora of stars under the age of 22, and he's one of them. But reading between the lines, there might be a bit more to Ryan Burton than we see on the football field. I'm wondering whether Hawthorn are prepared to let him go because maybe, I don't know, his work ethic or he might
training.
Not... Training standards. I mean, he did finish 15th in their best and fairest, I think, this year. Yep. So maybe there's more to it than we know. What do you understand from a Hawthorn perspective about this trade?
Yeah, so they preferably would just rather do pick 15. Yep. So they offered pick 15.
Probably
for
not quite
Wingard.
Enough for Wingard. That's the thing. They need a sweetener.
Port said you're joking. They're only going to do the deal if they include Ryan Burton as well. Just signed a 3-year deal. Remember, finished second in the Rising Star, Joey. We know he's an enormously talented player, but didn't have his best year. So it will be very interesting. Hey, next, Joey, we're going to talk about these rules. Now, you were a specialist kicker Rinnera. I know you don't like it. I know you get a bit grumpy at times when I mention this, but I'm going to ask you about how you would make the most of this new goal square rule where basically from fullback, you can just dart off, Joey. You can just run off and kick it as far as you want. So we're going to talk about that and the change to the ruck rules after this. It's Jay Clark, specialist kicker Rinnera, Lee Montagna, coming up more next on Triple M's Dead Set Legends live at the Caulfield Guineas Day Racecourse.
We hope you enjoyed the Triple M Dead Set Legends. Catch them Saturday mornings from 10 on Triple M. And if you miss the show, catch up with Just a Tap on the Triple M app. Brought to you by Petters Weight Matrix. See petters.com.au.